The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
And joining us on the line right now, Joe DeGenova, legal analyst, former U.S. attorney to the District of Columbia. Joe, good morning to you.
Morning, Brian.
So last night, before I was going to bed, I started reading this story in the Wall Street Journal, and I just got so mad I couldn't almost go to sleep. It has to do with the one of the key players at the FBI who seemed to be involved in some interesting stuff while the investigation into Hillary Clinton's email server was going on. If I could, just very quickly, let me give you a timeline, because it's important to lay this out, and then I want you to comment on it. March 2nd, 2015, we learned in the New York Times of Hillary's email server. March 7th of 2015, a guy who works for the FBI by the name of Andrew McCabe and his wife, Dr. Jill McCabe, meet with Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe, close friend of the Clintons, in which Jill McCabe is urged to run for the office of state senator. She is given money to the tune of total of around $675,000 by either the governor's political action committee or the state party. But either one of those under, you know, pretty close control of the governor. While that campaign's going on, amazing things are happening to Andrew McCabe. In July of 2015, he becomes the Washington field officer in charge of that office that is investigating and putting investigative resources toward the investigation of Hillary Clinton's email server. Later that month, he becomes the number three at the FBI. A short 8 months later, he becomes the number two at the FBI. And it will have a key role in investigating Hillary Clinton's email server. All that seems to happen while after his wife received a tremendous amount of money from Terry McAuliffe and McAuliffe cronies.
Well, Brian, you're just so suspicious. You've been around too long. That's your problem. Just these innocent little things that happen every day with the FBI and friends of the Clinton, you should really be ashamed of yourself. Actually, you should be ashamed for not figuring this out sooner. Andrew McCabe and his wife, Dr. Jill McCabe, are what's wrong with the FBI today. The seamlessness with which this all occurred, with not even a second thought as to what it might look like when it was ultimately revealed, just shows you how far the FBI has fallen under James Comey. Apropos of this, by the way, I learned yesterday that from unimpeachable sources that the director is so upset about the criticism that he is receiving that he has launched a counteroffensive by sending senior FBI officials, listen to this, around the country to address groups of former FBI agents to calm them down and explain that they just don't understand how investigations work now under James Comey. This is one of the most remarkable occurrences. Comey is not only thin-skinned, his skin is apparently burned off as a result of the withering criticism he is receiving from former agents, including a September 2nd letter from a former FBI agent, which has now been published, which nobody was aware of until recently, a withering criticism of the director. And it was after that September 2nd letter was sent to Comey that he issued his now famous September 7th memo to employees written in the voice of a valley boy. So the bottom line is the McCabe thing with Terry McAuliffe in the Virginia State Senate race, by the way, which Dr. McCabe, you know, did not get. The bottom line is this. This is the new regular order at the FBI. We don't give a damn what people think about us.
If I may just add one more thing before I let Larry ask a question here. It is also not unimportant here that Terry McAuliffe himself is under investigation by the FBI for his dealings with a Chinese businessman.
Tut, tut. Come now. You know that Professor McAuliffe wouldn't do anything wrong. I mean, please, listen. McAuliffe is so sleazy and dirty, it's unbelievable. And God help the people of Virginia for having elected. Thank God it's a one-term governorship.
Can you said this, you began all of this, Joe, by saying this is the new state of the FBI. Can you talk a little bit about, since you've worked in the Justice Department, you're a former U.S. attorney here in the district. No one says that just because you're married to an FBI agent, you can't have political ties. However, people who are sworn to uphold justice and deliver justice blindly, as that famous statue in front of the Supreme Court and I believe there's one in the hallway of the Justice Department dictates and portrays, don't you give a second thought to these things? Don't you say, you know what, honey, I don't want to step in the way of your political career, but I'm an FBI agent, and this is just going to this is going to sully me. This is going to call into question things that I might be investigating.
Well, he got promoted.
So we have to make a decision here.
The answer to your question, Larry, is in the old days, of course, this thought would have crossed people's mind. But remember, this is the new normal. Doing what you do in the FBI investigation of Hillary Clinton, which is essentially nothing. Doing what you do, which is nothing. Why in the world would you care what people thought about you for going with your wife to visit the governor, to seek their support for your run and money from the governor, who is a friend of Hillary Clinton, and who ultimately your husband is involved investigating?
And by the way, 5 days after the New York Times revealed that she was using this illegal, unauthorized server.
Of course, it's inconceivable that any FBI official would not even have second thoughts about this. But this is the new normal that's been created by this Justice Department under Loretta Lynch, this FBI Director James Comey, the dirty cop who now runs the FBI. And let me just tell you something. All over the United States, former FBI agents with whom I have spoken believe to their core that he threw this case and that he is, in fact, a dirty cop. Now, he can't stand that. He doesn't want to hear it. He's sending out senior officials to tamp this down. But it's over.
Okay.
Comey no longer has the moral authority to lead the agency. And let's just see if the Republicans in Congress have the cojones to introduce a resolution of no confidence in him.
Have you ever heard of somebody at the FBI in about 8 months moving from the Washington field office, the person in charge of the Washington field office, to becoming number three, to becoming number two in the FBI in an eight-month period?
I haven't, but that doesn't necessarily mean anything. I mean, it is fascinating. It's a good part of the story. It's worthy of interest. Perhaps he's the next Marconi. I mean, who knows? I mean, he could be Enrico Fermi for all we know. The guy could be the most brilliant FBI agent who ever existed. Although I hadn't heard about him until his wife decided to run for the Senate.
Isn't that interesting? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
by the way, congratulations to Barbara Comstock for getting the endorsement of the Washington Post for her congressional seat.
Yeah, I think that's her reward for not supporting the nominee of the Republican
ticket. That's the way it is, man. Every man and woman for him or herself.
All right, Joe. Thank you so much.
Okay, guys.
Always a pleasure.
You bet.
Thanks,